You're listening to SBS News.
The Omicron variant is easily spread, but it's reputed to be less severe in its symptoms. New South Wales Chief Medical Officer Kerry Chant says it's now the vast majority of cases in her state.
And what we're sitting at is about 90% now. So we think 90% of the cases are Omicron, about 10% are Delta. Now that obviously can be different in different geographical areas, but that gives the community a broad understanding.
The extraordinary spread of Omicron means that in absolute numbers, more people will experience severe disease. This week has seen record numbers of cases recorded across Australia. Infectious diseases expert Robert Boy told SBS News Omicron outbreaks should peak soon in popular states and then stabilise next month.
Well, Omicron has been just quite extraordinary. We've seen it all over the world. Every continent is surging with Omicron. Every continent has Omicron already as number one. What we see happening so very fast and recede so very fast as well. We could be peaking in the east coast of Australia within a couple of weeks and seeing real declines in February.
So how important is it to try to avoid catching the Omicron variant? Experts say you could still become very ill. US disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says people who aren't vaccinated are far more vulnerable when it comes to hospitalization, intensive care, and even death.
Virtually everybody is going to wind up getting exposed and likely get infected. But if you're vaccinated and if you're boosted, the chances of you getting sick are very, very low.
Secondly, you could infect others who might be at risk of critical illness even if you are not. WHO Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Let's be clear. While Omicron causes less severe disease than Delta, it remains a dangerous virus, particularly for those who are unvaccinated. Almost 50,000 deaths a week is 50,000 deaths too many.
Another reason to avoid Omicron is that its long-term effects are still unknown. There are plenty of reports of infections with earlier variants of the coronavirus, which sometimes cause the lingering, debilitating long-haul COVID syndrome, known to many as long COVID. Dr. Noah Greenspan is a clinical specialist in cardiovascular and pulmonary physical therapy in New York. He says long COVID is a very real issue.
The number of long haulers is staggering, and I think that very often the numbers are underestimated. So I think that this is going to be a chronic problem for not just individuals, but for states, for countries around the world. Absolutely.
It's still also unclear whether Omicron will have any of the silent effects seen with earlier variants, such as self-attacking antibodies, sperm impairments, and changes in insulin-producing cells. Dr. Greenspan says our knowledge of the effects of the virus is only scratching the surface.
So initially, we thought that COVID was a respiratory issue, okay? And as time went on, we realized that it's not just a respiratory issue, it affects the cardiovascular system, it affects the neurologic system, it affects the gastrointestinal system, and it really has a great degree of variability from person to person, and even within the same person from day to day, week to week, and sometimes even over the course of the same day. Things that we see a lot, we see people with shortness of breath, chest pain, activity intolerance, so people who may be able to do an activity, but then later on they feel exhausted or wiped out or they have symptom exacerbation. We see people who have gastrointestinal problems. We see people who have what we call dysautonomia or dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system. And depending upon your manifestation of that, it can take many different forms. It could be a high heart rate. It could be a low blood pressure. It could be dizziness. It could be lightheadedness. Again, very, very variable person to person.
Medications to treat Omicron once you've caught it are in short supply. Two of the three antibody drugs used during past COVID-19 waves are ineffective against the Omicron variant. The third, sotrovimab from GlaxoSmithKline, is in short supply. A new oral antiviral treatment called Paxlovid from Pfizer also appears effective against Omicron, but supplies are limited, and you need to take the medication within 5 days of contracting COVID for it to be fully effective. This means if you do get sick, you might not have access to treatments. And as the number of cases increase, so hospitals start to fill up. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard says his state's hospital system is reaching breaking point and faces a major emergency within weeks. He predicts a new wave of infections will occur and will create a major emergency.
I think we are very good at stepping up to an emergency, which is what we are about to see. So to all of my colleagues, we're going to be stepping up to a very major emergency in the coming 2 to 3 weeks.
In the United States, hospitals have been overwhelmed by the surge of COVID-19 cases driven by Omicron, and staff shortages have compounded the problem. Jody Parsons is a nurse in Ohio.
I've never seen anything like it since I've been a nurse. When we had our first surge, when the pandemic first started, it was nothing like it is today. I would say we're surging more today in this hospital than we were when it all started a year ago or 2 years ago.
And the more infections there are, the more chance there is for a new variant to mutate. Omicron is the fifth highly significant variant of the original SARS-CoV-2, and it remains to be seen if the ability of the virus to mutate further will slow down. It was first identified in South Africa, where Omicron spread rapidly among young people in Gauteng, where it was first detected. High infection rates also give the virus more opportunities to mutate. Professor Salim Abdul-Karim, former head of South Africa's COVID-19 Ministerial Advisory Committee, speaking in November, says they were lucky to identify it so early.
If you look at this particular variant, we've only known about it for a few days now. Once it was verified, it was announced. So we know very little about this variant in terms of its behavior and how it's going to cause disease.
And there's no guarantee that a new mutation of coronavirus would be any more benign than its predecessors. Alan Lee, SBS News.